We are broadcasting.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. I will call the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee to order, and we will start by calling the roll.
Senator Findley.
Findley, present by video.
Senator Riley.
Present by video.
Senator Wagner.
Wagner's present by video.
Vice Chair Boqvist.
Boqvist is excused.
Madam Chair Burdick.
Present by video. Okay. We have three work sessions today on bills we've already heard. And we have the script that I got has them in a different order than the agenda. Is there a reason for that, or shall I just go with the agenda? Chris, do you know?
Madam Chair, you can go in whichever order you'd like.
Okay, we'll go with the agenda order since that went out to the public. So we will start by opening a work session on Senate Bill 136.
Great, thank you, Chair Burdick and members of the committee. This is Caitlin Harger from the Legislative Revenue Office, and Senate Bill 136 has a dash one amendment that the committee saw on Tuesday, or heard on Tuesday. And this is the broadcaster bill that deals with how Oregon apportions income of interstate broadcasters. And the major changes to the bill, or changes to statute that appear in the bill, we're moving from the audience factor method of apportionment to a slight variation of that, where audience is the default apportionment method, except in the case of licensing to subscription services or advertising on subscription services. And this came up as a result of a lot of history between the Department of Revenue and the Motion Picture Association, and is trying to address the situation where the subscription service might have proprietary information that they are not sharing with the broadcaster, and so it makes determining their audience ratio difficult. And so in that case, the bill changes statute to use a 0.6% apportionment factor for those receipts only. The bill also includes an opt-in provision to allow taxpayers engaged in broadcasting to apply their broadcasting apportionment ratio to all of their total gross receipts. And this applies to tax years beginning on or after January 1, 2020. The revenue impact is posted to OLS and comes in just under $1 million annually, and there is a minimal fiscal impact.
Thank you. Committee, we heard this bill earlier in the session, and this is the result of a couple of years of negotiation with Department of Revenue and the industry. We reached consensus. There has been a small hiccup that was just presented to us at the last meeting that we've discussed. I don't believe that's just my personal opinion. I don't believe it's going to need further work, but if it does need a technical amendment, we can ask our friends on the House side to put that in. I don't want to hold up the bill any longer. So, Senator Findley, I'd appreciate a motion on the dash one amendment.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I move to adopt the dash one amendment to Senate Bill 136.
Senator Findley has moved the dash one amendment to Senate Bill 136. Is there a discussion? Okay. Would you please call the roll, Dania?
Senator Findley?
Aye.
Senator Riley?
Aye.
Senator Wagner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Boqvist?
Excused.
Madam Chair Burdick?
Burdick votes aye. Senator Findley, a motion on the bill.
Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 136 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Findley has moved Senate Bill 136 as amended by the dash one amendment to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Okay, Danita, please call the roll.
Senator Findley.
Senator Findley votes aye.
Senator Riley?
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner?
Wagner's an aye.
Madam Chair Burdick?
Aye. And Senator Boqvist is excused. Okay, I will carry this bill since I have a long, long history with this bill and its issues. And we will now move on to a work session on, hold on, help. We will open a work session on Senate Bill 101.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 101 modifies the eligibility requirements and amounts for educational grants available to Oregon National Guard members. It modifies the definition of qualified student by requiring the student to accept available military assistance grants instead of all state and federal grants. It adds fees and book allowances to the potential grant amount. There is a dash one that would add language to enable the commission to determine whether enough funds are available to award grants and take appropriate action, including adjusting grant amounts if necessary.
Okay, Senator Finley, do we have a motion on the dash one amendment to Senate Bill 101? You're on mute.
Excuse me. Madam Chair, I move to adopt the dash one amendment to Senate Bill 101.
Senator Finley has moved the dash one amendment to Senate Bill 101. Is there discussion? Okay, Donita, please call the roll.
Senator Finley?
Senator Finley votes aye.
Senator Riley?
Votes aye.
Senator Wagner?
Aye.
Vice Chair Boqvist?
Excused.
Madam Chair Burdick?
Burdick votes aye. Senator Finley?
Madam Chair, I move to adopt, I move Senate Bill 101 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Finley has moved Senate Bill 101 as amended to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Okay, Donita, please call the roll.
Senator Finley?
Senator Finley votes aye.
Senator Riley?
Aye.
Senator Wagner?
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boqvist?
Excused.
Madam Chair Burdick?
Burdick votes aye. Okay, Senator Riley will carry this bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I really appreciate that.
I'm here to serve, Senator Riley. Okay, now we will open a work session on Senate Concurrent Resolution 18.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, SCR 18 recognizes and honors Freda Bells for her service to the Department of Revenue and the state of Oregon.
Okay, there are no amendments, so Senator Finley, do you have a motion?
I do. Madam Chair, I move to adopt SCR 18 and send to the floor with a due adopt recommendation.
Senator Finley has moved SCR 18 to the Senate floor with a due adopt recommendation. Is there any discussion? Donita, please call the roll.
Senator Finley?
Senator Finley votes aye.
Senator Riley?
Aye.
Senator Wagner?
Wagner votes aye.
Vice Chair Boqvist?
Excused.
Madam Chair Burdick?
Burdick votes aye. We will ask our colleague, Senator Patterson, to carry this bill. And that...
Boqvist votes aye.
Oh, there you are. Senator Boqvist, aye on SCR 18. We hadn't quite finished. I hadn't gaveled this, so we won't have to suspend the rules or anything. Okay. Senator Boqvist, we had two other bills in consideration. Would you like us to suspend the rules so you can vote on those?
No, I don't need to suspend them unless Senator Finley wanted to do a minority report.
No, I think we have to suspend the rules, Chris, to let him.
Yeah, I don't need to vote.
Yes, ma'am.
If they're all unanimous, I don't need to vote. We don't need to spend time doing that.
Okay, all right. Well, you had your chance, and you will be recorded as an aye vote on SCR 18. That completes our work for this session. Chris, do we have anything else we need to announce or?
No, Madam Chair. Oh, and on just Monday, we'll be posting an agenda that will include a brief description of the revenue impacts where LRO is on the American Rescue Plan. We've been getting questions, so just so the committees are aware.
Yeah, the House has, thank you for bringing that up. The House has had a presentation on this, and I asked Chris to give us that presentation as well. Two reasons, so that we will get the information, and also members of the public who may have missed the House presentation will have another chance at it. And we will not have a meeting on Tuesday. Chris?
And one other thing that came up on the House side is, I think everybody has heard that the IRS moved the filing deadline to out a month. And so we'll make sure the Department of Revenue is available on Monday to answer questions related to the filing. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Department of Revenue has also extended the deadline to the same, to stay in concert with the federal deadline. I believe it's May 17th. Is that correct, Chris?
Correct. May 15th is a Saturday, so it goes to the 17th.
Right.
Correct, Madam Chair.
Okay. Is that it? Senator Finley.
Thanks, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I will be driving on Monday, so I will be on by audio only. So I'll just print the handouts when I get here, but so I should be in good cell service at the time, so I shouldn't be a problem. So.
Okay, that's great. All right, anybody else on the committee? Okay, thank you all. We are adjourned, and have a good weekend.
Thank you, you as well.